And we keep things rolling here on the Sports Cubicle. I'm your host, Mike Mercado. He's the one. He's the only. He's Paul Shavari. And it has been a little while, Paulie, since we've taken a glance at what's going on in the West Coast, more specifically what's going on with the Oakland Athletics. I know we've had a lot of conversation about new stadiums, relocation here locally, and it's great entertainment for sports fans. It's great for radio, podcasting, video, and all that. But this is now a really sad situation that's going on in Oakland, Paulie, and I want to bring it up. This comes to us from Yahoo. A's reach deal to play in Sacramento while waiting for Las Vegas Stadium. The Oakland Athletics are headed to Las Vegas by way of Sacramento. The team has reached an agreement with the Sacramento Kings, owner of the AAA Sacramento Rivercats, to play in their stadium from 2024 to 2027, while their Vegas Stadium is being built, with an option to extend their stay to 2028. The A's will move to Sutter Health Park once their lease in Oakland runs out at the end of the 2024 season. Quote, "We look forward to making Sutter Health Park our home through our move to Las Vegas," said A's owner and managing partner John Fisher. Quote, "We extend our appreciation to the Kings and the city of West Sacramento for hosting the A's while we work to complete our new ballpark in Las Vegas." Notably, the statement only identifies the team involved as the A's, indicating they will go without a city in their name until their next destination. The deal solves one of the significant remaining questions for the A's as they prepare to pull up roots from Oakland and head to Las Vegas, where the team has plans to build a 33,000-seat stadium on the site of the recently closed Tropicana Las Vegas Hotel. Oakland reportedly offered to bridge the gap with a five-year lease extension earlier this week, though that came with demands, including a $97 million extension fee and requirements that MLB facilitate the sale of the A's to a local ownership group. Let Oakland keep the team names and colors, or give Oakland a one-year exclusive right to solicit ownership of a future expansion team. And lastly, I wanted to make sure we hit this note. The AAA Rivercats play at Sutter Health Park, which holds a capacity of 14,014 people, which is smaller than MLB's smallest stadium, the Tampa Bay Rays Tropicana Field, by more than 10,000 seats. And again, I suggest everybody check out that entire article over at Yahoo. A's reach a deal to play in Sacramento while waiting for Las Vegas Stadium. So, Paulie, you got into details about this, and this is something you and I have talked about for a long time. I'm really saddened about this. You know, obviously, neither one of us are A's fans. My only connection with the A's is Dave Otto, and that my high school jerseys were replicated of the Oakland A's. But, you know, to me, it's just another one of these things where a sports fandom is losing a team. They have great history, and it's going to an artificial fan base that they're going to have to create over there, and they're going to hope that tourism helps. But your thoughts of this crazy unprecedented deal where the Oakland A's are going to play in Sacramento, and they're now going to be called, just like Prince, the artist formerly known as the Oakland A's, the A's are moving to Sacramento. Your thoughts?
Well, I think it just shows how unprepared Major League Baseball was for all of this. But then again, I don't know how much, you know, sway Major League Baseball even has in that regard. I guess with it being in San Francisco, if you're an A's fan, it's not terribly far to get to Sacramento. It's about an hour and a half drive. So I guess there's still an element where you can go and see your team, you know, much like the San Diego Chargers fans can go up the highway to go see them in Los Angeles if they truly still wanted to be fans. It's sad because, you know, you and I only know the A's as being a team from Oakland, but Las Vegas will be the fourth city, or fifth if you count Sacramento, fifth city in their franchise's history. Sacramento at least has a major league team in basketball, so it's not like it's a totally, I mean, I know that's a little different, but
but
at least, you know, it's not like completely out of nowhere. It's still relatively close to the Bay Area. It gives a chance, but I think, you know, it's done. The A's are no longer going to play in Oakland. They're no longer going to play in the Bay Area. It's more or less official that they're going to go to Las Vegas. It's been approved by the owners. They have the site. You know, they already now have a plan what they're going to do in the meantime. Now it's just a matter of what happens to the Oakland Coliseum. I mean, I guess that's going to be residential or industrial area in Oakland. That's, you know, the city's problem and not sports problem. But I think Major League Baseball, you know, they're very keen on wanting better markets and more lucrative markets. And I understand that Oakland just was kind of a dead horse at this point. But what did the league do to try and facilitate this? You know, what help did the league give the A's to try and either help themselves in Oakland or help themselves in Las Vegas? And then are they going to do this to other teams? You know, the A's are a shining example to me of what will happen to the White Sox, because the fans aren't going, so you could easily see there's another team in the area. It's crazy how similar the Coliseum and Guaranteed Rate are in terms of kind of where it's located and how to get there. you know, next to a highway, next to transportation, over the highway. It's weird. It gave me vibes when I walked into the Oakland Coliseum. It gave me Guaranteed Rate Field vibes as I was walking in there. So, yeah, so I mean, I think it's just, you know, we're kind of waiting with bated breath here in Chicago to see what will happen to the White Sox based on what happens here. But I think when it's all said and done, it's probably right for Major League Baseball to have a team in Las Vegas. The A's were ripe for the picking. Now it's just going to be that weird awkwardness in Sacramento, but it's kind of like when the Blue Jays during the pandemic season had to play in Buffalo.
Right.
Kind of gives me those vibes.
Sure.
And denied in Florida, you know? So, yeah, it's going to be weird for a few seasons, but at the same time, it's not like we haven't really seen this before.
So the thing that's most disheartening for me is billionaires who have owned clubs from any league, all the way from the EPL to the NBA, NFL, Major League Baseball, NHL, all that stuff, right? WNBA. They owned it to be the cool guy in the billionaire clubhouse, man or woman, and say, I own the so-and-so team in the NBA. That was the goal. Nowadays, these billionaires don't care in their portfolio that they're the cool person in the club that owns a professional team. They want to own the real estate in which a major team plays in. And that to me is so disheartening because you can fake competitiveness when you say, I want to be the coolest guy at the party. I want to be Mark Cuban. I want to be one of the Steinbrenners. It doesn't matter, right? I want to be Alex Rodriguez trying to buy the Minnesota Timberwolves because I want to be in that club. There's a reason why athletes want to join that club. That is, to me, the saddest part about this. I can understand business and wanting to build new stadiums and all that. It just seems to me the disingenuousness or the straight capitalist evilness that has infiltrated sports where it is now a real estate business.
But examine that for a minute. What would be the benefit of staying in Oakland?
I don't necessarily know if there is a benefit of staying
in
Oakland.
I don't think there is.
I think this is an example. The easiest road is the Oakland Athletics to take them out of Oakland right for the pickings. But I start thinking about the White Sox and I start thinking about how somebody, a new ownership group, would rather a brand new multi-billion dollar complex in any city, sure, Southside if you want, that'd be great, but we'll take Nashville, we'll take Charlotte, because it meant you own a whole lot of land with a big billion dollar stadium on top of it that the team still happens to play in. That to me is such a sad thing in sports nowadays. And I think Oakland was so defenseless. The fan base was defenseless and the organization itself, not the ownership, the A's logo, the property, the IP, was vulnerable to being picked up and used as a pawn to build a brand new stadium in Las Vegas. To me, that's what it is. It could have been anybody. It just so happened to be the Oakland Athletics.
Yeah, kind of following Oakland's politics a little bit when this was happening with the Raiders, the city doesn't have enough resources, nor does the county to really attract this. And I mean, Oakland, Alameda County, you know, Oakland, the city of Oakland, Alameda County, California own the stadium that they play in, the A's and the Raiders up until, you know, 2019. And I mean, it's a dump. You know, it's the last dual-use stadium. It's built below sea level. You know, constant problems. One of the older ballparks. I think right now it's the fourth oldest ballpark in Major League Baseball. So, I mean, it needed an upgrade. It needed a way out. There's just nowhere else in Oakland that, you know, they could have done it Jack London Square. They talked about it, the waterfront stadium. It would have worked out maybe. But it's just, were you going to attract the people there? Would that have made things better? I mean, there would have been, you know, the honeymoon effect that Andrew Zimbalist talks about, where for the first couple of years, you might have people going. So it's new and it's fun. But then I think it would revert back to A's attendance totals. And before you go and talk about how, like, A's fans show up, go back to like 2002, 2003. They weren't really selling out that stadium during that run that they were going on every single season. And it's just, you know, it's like the Cubs White Sox effect in town. There's already a team in San Francisco that's doing way better. Most of the fans are probably Giants fans. And then because the Giants own so much of the Bay Area in terms of placement of a stadium, you're limited to pretty much Oakland or Berkeley to build.
The elephant in the room is San Francisco. You have that beautiful baseball stadium and Golden State Warriors, who were proud to play in Oracle and Oakland, moved to San Francisco.
Yeah.
It's like they have shown you what they want to do. And it's kind of what we talk about, Jerry, the dog whistling. Don't tell me why you want to move to the 78th. We know why you want to move to the 78th from Bridgeview. Mm-hmm. So now that you brought it to the forefront, like, the some similarities is pretty scary. But I think the difference between Oakland fans and White Sox fans is White Sox fans there is going to be a revolt, more than a revolt. That, like, Oakland fans have a passion and they've been protesting. But like you said, it might have been a dead brand in Oakland.
Well,
the White Sox could still succeed in Chicago.
They're both American League charter franchises, but one is going on their fourth or fifth city and the other one has been in the same neighborhood the entire time.
So we want to know your thoughts. I know this is always a difficult subject for fans, but I think in general, media members, journalists, fans, people from the outside, it's sad to see this because I don't know many other directions they could have found themselves out of this. And it's just sad that we're seeing an IP, a logo, something that's been so part of the institute, part of the foundation of the Oakland Athletics, even though, like you said, they've come from different cities for a whole generation plus. They're the Oakland A's, and now they're going to become the Las Vegas A's.
The majority of their time was spent in, I think Kansas City, Philadelphia to Kansas City was about as long, if not shorter, than Oakland, you know, sure, or Kansas City to Oakland. Yeah.
And unlike the other Vegas teams that have succeeded, this isn't a expansion. This is a relocation.
But
the Raiders had the benefit, and like, even though it's a different location, it's the Raiders had the benefit of the mesh of the Vegas culture to the Raider fan base and the vibes of the Raider organization. It was seamless.
Well, and the fewer amount of games for the Raiders, yeah, so that all of their opponents bring in their own built-in fan bases anyway, regardless of how big or small those fan bases are. Whereas this is going to be a little harder.
This is a tough,
30,000
yes,
seats.
Yes.
You got to build, you know, like, no one's really going to make the trek all the time from Oakland to Las Vegas to see the team. It's not going to be like a pilgrimage like you see with the Raiders.
100%.
You know, Athletics Nation is different than Raider Nation. And I don't know if it's going to be, you know, like, I don't think you're going to have a lot of the Yankees are going to Vegas, I guess we better all fly there for the series. You might have a little bit of that, but it's not going to be like the NFL where there's only 8 chances a year to go do that. There's going to be 81 chances a year to go see your team play in Las Vegas. And there's nothing in me that says I got to go see the White Sox out there. I mean, I'm sure there's Cubs people that would love to have a weekend in Vegas, but I don't think it's going to be a lot. So it's really going to, I mean, Las Vegas is its own little culture, its own little city. It's got enough people, but are they going to embrace baseball? And at the same time, it's not like it's not a baseball haven. You know, Chris Bryant, Greg Maddux, Bryce Harper, all of them from Las Vegas. So it's weird, you know, because it's like there is definitely a local baseball element, but will that transfer over to tickets sold? Because it's also, too, you know, the Raiders, it's not so much like, hey, let's attract people from the area to go see the team. It's a very tourist-based economy with Allegiant Stadium and what they attract to that ballpark. So, like, it's got to be the same with Tropicana and, you know, the stadium that they're going to build there. And I can't believe it's so few seats, only 30,000 seats.
So all that for a 30,000 seat stadium.
But I think they're going to overprice the tickets.
Yeah.
Have you seen the renderings? It's going to be a spectacle.
And they want to have Red Sox, Cubs, Yankees, Philly fans in April and May to come to Vegas when it's snowing in their home city.
Especially
and
that it's three games too. You could sell the package.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Three night, 4 day stay.
For sure.
Come see all three games that your team's playing.
But we'll be all over this story because while it's happening in the West Coast, we know Chicago is going to be in the spotlight with the stadium talk, relocation talk, negotiation talk, and we're going to be here to break it all down. We got more coming up next here on the Sports Cubicle. He's Paul Shivari. I'm Mike Mercado.